T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, he was at the game yesterday. 95.7 The Game. Super reporter John Dickinson with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, JD. How was your Thanksgiving break?
Thanksgiving break was tremendous, gentlemen, and count me among those that are officially wrong about this Raiders team, or at least on the brink. I had them at 9-7. Felt 10-6 was probably the ceiling, but had them 9-7, thinking they'd be in the playoff mix. But no way did I have them 9-2 with 5 games to go. So it's just tremendous. They've been able to find ways to win and then use that to improve week to week, and they just kind of keep it rolling now.
Now, we don't call you our super reporter because we think it's funny. We call you our super reporter because you are everywhere covering everything that's going on in the Bay Area. We kicked around this topic earlier, and we're going to get into it more with the listeners in a bit. But for all the years you've covered all the teams in the Bay, which team has been more exciting to watch, just from a watchability standpoint, the Raiders this season or the Golden State Warriors? Because for a while there, last 2 years at least, the Warriors were the most exciting watch in all of sports. Now suddenly the Raiders, the Cardiac Kids, which do you think is more exciting?
I think right now it's the Raiders, just because the games are so entertaining and you don't know whether they're going to win or not. I think the Warriors have developed this thing to a point where it's exciting. It's tremendous basketball. It's up and down. It's showtime. It almost feels like it's taking you back to what, you know, the 80s were like, when the Lakers were playing the Celtics and just running people out. There were celebrities everywhere in the arena. It feels like almost a throwback to that time at Oracle, but you feel like the Warriors are going to win every game. So I think a little bit of the intrigue is gone for as entertaining as they are. Now, I think you go back a couple of years where the Warriors were first burst, you know, coming on the scene, and they were, you know, the fun team that didn't know whether they could be a championship contender or not. And I think it was probably equal. But I think right now, for my money, it's the Raiders, just because no matter how the game starts, you always look up and there's 8 minutes to go and it's tied or it's within one score, and you don't know whether Derek Carr's going to be able to make that play or the defense is going to be able to make one more stop. But they figured out a way to do it each and every week here.
JD, is this Raider team a little bit like that Warrior team from 3 years ago, the Warrior team that would eventually lose to the Clippers in Game 7? And I make the comparison in that this Raider team seems to be a couple steps ahead of where everyone thought they would be. Is there that sense for you around this team?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one difference is in the NFL, you know, much like baseball and hockey, more so than the NBA, is a team can have kind of a magical season and win the whole thing. You know, and I didn't think that the Raiders, you know, that was something that was going to be on their radar this season. But you look up at 9-2 and it becomes on the radar when you're tied for the top spot in the AFC and only a tiebreaker puts you in second behind the Patriots. When you get to this point where you're that close to the top and you start talking about having first-round buys and again, being right up there with the likes of the Patriots, you've got a shot. It almost reminds me of the 49ers a little bit in 2011. Nobody thought they were going to be good the first year under Jim Harbaugh, and they just got on a roll where all of a sudden you looked up this time of year and they only had 2 losses, and they wound up 13-3. And you thought, well, could this team really win the Super Bowl? And I know that was more of a defensive-oriented team. The Raiders clearly more of an offensive-oriented team. But I think they kind of remind me of that Niners team where you think, wow, can they really win it all? And then they got in the playoffs and they won the incredible game against the Saints. And before you know it, they were in overtime against the Giants with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So I think while it's been a slow build for this Raiders team and you find yourself kind of pinching yourself saying, are they really capable of doing this? Well, I think they're showing week in and week out that they are capable of doing it. And the NFL, more than the NBA, you can kind of have that magical run where the NBA, that top flight talent tends to always win out, and a team that is a year away stays a year away in terms of winning that championship.
JD, in week 1-4, you found out things about the Raiders, you know, in games, close games, finding a way to win, and they continue to do that. What are you thinking about the Raiders now, from then to now in week 9, week 10, and they're still right there? What is your opinion of this team now? Who are they?
Well, they win all the big moments. I mean, they've become a team that wins all the big moments, or at least the moments where it's win or lose at the end of the game. Now, they may play great for a stretch. They may play terrible for a stretch in a lot of these games. And if you look at it week in, week out, you could pick out points, I think, where they're great and points where they're awful in every one of these. But regardless, the game is winnable in the final quarter, and they find ways to make those plays. And I think just the difference between this team at 9-2 and maybe where I figured they would be, and I thought they'd probably be a 7-4 type team at this point in the season, but the difference is they've won every single one of these games going back here for the last month plus, whereas going into the season, I would have thought, okay, maybe instead of being 5-6-0, they'd be 4-2, you know, over this last stretch, and it would add up to a 7-4. So it's just a play here or a play there, I think maybe would have gone against them, and that would change the overall record. But when you look back on it, they've made that critical play in every one of these games, and now they're 9-2. I mean, you know, Lo, the NFL, it's a fine line. And Derek Carr talks about this almost every week. He feels that the league is built to be 8-8 for every single team, and it becomes just a play here, a play there, and that turns some teams from 8 down to 4 or from 8 all the way up to 12. And the Raiders are one of those teams that looks like they're close to 8, but they're going to turn it into maybe 12 or even more.
95.7 The Game, Super Reporter John Dickinson with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. JD, thank you so much for your time. Great to catch up with you again, and we're looking forward to it later in the week, my man.
All right, sounds good, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.